الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. As people try to gain closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala azza wa jal, and as they try to bring piety into their lives, one of the biggest obstacles or hurdles that people come across is their inability to be consistent about a particular schedule, about a particular aspect of their deen, about a particular ritual in the deen. But generally, there's some aspect of the deen where they want to establish a certain level of consistency, and oftentimes people find this very difficult. So I thought that this would be a good subject to discuss today. That how do you establish consistency in actions? How does one establish consistency in the deen? Now, one time a person came to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, a sahabi, and he asked him that, "No, let me ask you something or tell me something that after that I will not need to ask anyone else," or words to this effect. And Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said to the effect, "Qul amantu billah," say, "I believe in Allah, thumma istaqim," and then remain firm. So this steadfastness or the remaining firm is what we call istiqamah. Inconsistency, and this is the thing that we often shoot for in the deen, is to be regular in acts. And we know that this is an extremely important aspect of the deen. So how does one bring consistency into their life? The first piece of advice is that a person should realize that consistency or istiqamah is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala azza wa jal. It's not necessarily something that we see. Oftentimes people always think that we are the people who do good deeds, we are the people who effectuate piety in our own lives, but understand that hidayah ultimately is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and tawfiq is Allah ultimately from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is not to be fatalist and to say that, oh, I'm not going to do anything now because it's up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because in a sense, we walk into our own destiny by the decisions that we make. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's ilm does not limit our decision or ikhtiyar, ability to choose. So the first thing that a person should understand is that if a person realizes that the source of istiqamah is from Allah, the source of tawfiq is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they should ask Allah. And you should ask Him regularly for this characteristic of istiqamah to come in their life. Whether it's istiqamah regarding one's zikr schedule, whether it's istiqamah regarding the five daily prayers, whether it's istiqamah from staying away from a particular sin, any aspect that you look in the deen, if you want to bring istiqamah in that aspect, the first thing is to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to make dua. The second thing that a person should realize is that they should have a niyyah. Right? Istiqamah cannot occur without, just like you cannot build a building without a foundation, in the same way you cannot build istiqamah in your life unless you have a niyyah to bring that in your life. And that resolve, that resolution that people bring into their lives has to be one which is not devoid of sincerity. Meaning it has to be something which someone does with their full tasdiq of their heart, with full conviction that I really want this in my life. So when a person starts with that type of intention, the truer the person's intention is, the more likely istiqamah will come in your life. And there was one person who eventually went and he became a scholar of the deen. And he had an advisor, you know, in his Western studies. So after he had finished his studies, he came back and met with his advisor, who happened also to be a Muslim, who was also studying the deen. And he said something. He said that, you know, there's many people who have intentions. I mean, to the effect that, you know, many people have intentions, but very few had, the purity of resolve that you had. And that's what it takes. That when you have that single-mindedness, that this is something that I just want, right? It's a type of fanaticism, almost, if you want to think about it. When that intention becomes that pure and that strong within a person, then it becomes extremely likely that, much more likely, that istiqama will come, as opposed to if a person makes a lukewarm intention. The third thing that a person should realize is that one very good way to bring istiqama into one's actions is to create habits. This is actually one of the big secrets of the deen, that you want to habitualize your deen. Now a person can just look into their own life and look at anything that is already a habit in their life, right? And see how hard it is for them to leave it. Almost everyone is in the habit of eating 3 times a day. So even if you're not hungry, right? Even if you're not hungry, but you know that it's mealtime, you say, I should be eating right now. You're not hungry. There's no need to eat, right? It's like my young daughter, like if she goes to sleep early and then she finds out that everyone ate, she feels so hurt because she has a ritual every day, right? That we eat together. She says, you guys all ate without me? It wasn't because she's hungry necessarily right now, but it was so hurtful that something had moved from her normal schedule. Right, because that was her adah, that's her habit. And when your habits start falling off the wagon, then people's worlds fall apart. So in the same way, what a person wants to do is to try to make things, aspects of the deen, habitual. So for example, if a person becomes habituated to wearing a cap, right, just a mundane example, right, you become habituated to the point that sometimes you'll feel uncomfortable walking outside, right? Outside without a cap, because you're like, it just feels weird. It's like a part of, it's like saying walk out without a shirt. Just don't do it. Just feel weird. In the same way, like if a sister becomes habituated, for example, to always wearing hijab, always wearing hijab, always wearing hijab, then if you ask her to, you don't have to remind them to wear hijab, because when they walk out, it's just automatic. Like you don't even think about it. It just goes on. Right? Same thing with the 5 daily prayers. If a person becomes so used to praying 5 times a day, every single day, then it's very hard to take that out. Right? Just like, when a person has a bad habit, whether it's drinking or smoking, it's very hard to kick the habit. People have to go to rehab to get rid of the habit. In the same way, if parts of the deen become, a good habit becomes ingrained in your life, it's very hard to remove it. Extremely hard. And if actually any one day a part of that actually falls off your daily schedule, you'll feel terrible. You'll feel absolutely terrible, because now it's a part of your life. And the same thing goes with the dhikr schedule. So if a person, for example, has a habit that every day after fajr that they make their adhkar, and they do it for long enough that it becomes a habit, then it will be highly unlikely that they're actually going to skip. Right, highly unlikely when it becomes habitual. Then this sort of begs the question, because then the question is, how do you make something a habit? Right? How do you make something happen? And there's a couple of factors which go into making something a habit. Number one is regularity, and number two is time. Just like you put something in a crock pot and you let it simmer and you let it simmer and just let it simmer until it becomes cooked and it becomes ready to eat, in the same way, amal or actions, when they're put in the crock pot of regularity and they're given steam over time, then they become a part, become sort of innate. But you have to have that type of sabr. And in that time, before the regularity is established and before that time passes, is sometimes very difficult, which actually leads to the next point of how a person brings istiqamah in their life. So this is actually the crux of the matter in some ways, right? Is what we call in the Arabic language mujahada, right? Mujahada. Mujahada means to strive, right? Everyone's very familiar with the hadith when they returned when Rasulullah ﷺ, the Sahaba, returned, that we have returned from this to the jihad-e akbar, right? So jahada yujahidu, mujahada means to struggle or to strive. So when a person strives against their nafs, right? When they strive against their nafs, this is the key to building istiqamah in your life. Many people say that, I want to, and they actually desire to themselves to actually have istiqamah, but then like, it's not coming, I'm not regular with my lessons, I'm not regular with my dhikr, I'm not regular about X, Y, and Z, just give me a solution. And you know, to a certain degree, any person's hand is tied because there's no magic spell in some ways, right? At the end of the day, you have to do the work. At the end of the day, you have to put the effort. At the end of the day, that energy has to come out from the person themselves. And that's what separates the wheat from the chaff. That's what separates those people who reach the stars, right? And that's what separates the people who really, you know, excel, and those people who lag behind, is their ability and their aptitude in putting forth this mujahada. Just with the cognizance that, no, ultimately tawfiq is from Allah. But when a person, the more mujahada that a person does, that attracts the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it becomes more likely that Allah, ultimately it's not that person's mujahada which will grant him, you know, steadfastness in the deen. It's Allah's tawfiq. But to attract that tawfiq, to attract that rahmah, will require a certain amount of striving and regular striving over time. This mujahada, at least the mashayikh, when you read some of the writings, what they'll say is that to create this habit or create istiqamah in the beginning is very difficult. If a person is trying to stay away from a sin, a person is trying to pray five times a day, whatever the case may be, it's very difficult, but they say that you have to just keep at it, and over time it will become easy. Right? Over time it will become easy. An easy way to think about it is, I mean, many people have taken an intro level physics course. And so they call a coefficient of friction, right? So there's a coefficient of friction for static, I think, right when you're beginning off. And that's generally higher than once something is already in motion, right? And this kinetic friction. So in the beginning, you can think about it that there's some static friction, right? And that's going to take a lot more effort to get over the hump, right? There's a higher energy of activation or whatever. So you're going to need to get over that. But once you overcome that initial static thing, then it doesn't take that much effort to keep things going. It just sort of slides along, right? That amal will become a habit, and you'll just be sort of, you don't necessarily say smooth sailing, but to a great degree it is smooth sailing. But that initial thing, a person should not give up. Which leads up to the sixth or seventh point, whatever it may be, is that a person should never give up. Right? Istiqamah can and inshallah will come into a person's life. The only way that, you know, the surefire way that it will not come in your life, and the way to shoot yourself in the foot, is to give up. The day a person gives up and says that, I can't beat this internet habit, I can't beat this, you know, controlling my gaze habit, I can't beat this. When you say, I can't, that's when you will not. They say, there's like a proverb, I guess, in English, they say that even impossible says, I am possible. Right? I am possible. You have to be an optimist. You have to have you have to be forward looking, and you have to be positive thinking. Never give up hope. And it's so much so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a direct order in the Quran. لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِن رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Do not give up hope or become despondent from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's another piece of advice. And then I guess one last piece of advice, and we'll just close, is that don't overburden yourself. This is one of the classic mistakes that people do, is that, you know, there's not a person who does tashadud fi ad-deen except illa ghalabuhu, except that it overcomes him. The deen is immensely deep, immensely vast and expansive. And a person who tries to do everything at one time is almost a setup for failure. It's really so telling from the hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha that from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he said to the effect that أَحَبُّ الْعَمَالِ إِلَى اللَّهِ مَا دَامَ وَإِنْ قَلَّ أَوْ كَمَا قَالْ Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the most beloved actions to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are those which are consistent, مَا دَامَ, which are, you know, pervasive, which are continual, perpetual, وَإِنْ قَلَّ, right? وَإِنْ قَلَّ, even if they be little. And it's actually very interesting, it just comes to mind. You know, when you say دَامَ يَدُومُ, it's sort of like for something to be eternal. But no, when you say دَائِم, right, like مَاءِ دَائِم, it can also refer to water that's stagnant, right? So, you know, it's almost a paradox in the sense that when you become stagnant and it becomes permanent, it also becomes eternal. So, you know, often when we think about something perpetuating, we think about movement and, you know, something, there's like some active movement moving into some type of directionality, and there's some type of vector there. But actually, when something becomes permanent, that's the way to really establish, you know, an eternal aspect to that aspect, to that action in one's life. So the idea is that don't take on more than what you can chew, right? And sometimes when you take a little bit and you establish in your life, then it also gives a psychological boost to the individual. And they feel that I can do it. Then they feel this feeling that I'm not a loser. And they feel a sense of mastery, and then actually catapults them and gives them some feeling that maybe I can take the next step. This is very similar, for example, to, you know, for little kids. If you try to put too much upon them, they'll just freeze. They won't do anything. But you teach them, you know, you give them small tasks that they can conquer, and they develop this, you know, cognitive structure where they feel that I can do things in the world, I can be effective, I can be successful, and that stays with them for the rest of their life, right? They don't run away from challenge. They're ready to rise to challenges, and those people generally tend to be much more successful. So it's sort of the same attitude, right? Bringing into the deen that. Take small things that a person that you can do and just try to bring those in their life. And it's if those things actually come into your life, this is sort of another secret, then you should actually, the dua to read is Alhamdulillah bi ni'matihi tatimmu salihat. That every time something starts, that some good action happens, you say Alhamdulillah. This is also one way to save a person's self from ujb, from thinking that they're something or they're becoming pious, they're becoming good. Then you refer it back to Allah. You say, Alhamdulillah, bi ni'matihi, from His ni'mah, from His doing, right, from His blessings, that the musalihat, that good deeds are come to fruition. So, and they're completed. So if a person does this, that's also a way of showing shukr, and it becomes more likely that they'll be able to do it the next day, and it becomes like a snowball effect. So just to recap, right, a couple of the things that we talked about today, that, you know, in terms of bringing steadfastness and istiqamah in one's life, there's the necessity of dua, there is the necessity of mujahada, there's the understanding that a person should not take on more than what they can take. There is an understanding that the person should try to make these things a habit in their lives, right? So these are a couple of things that if a person keeps ahead of them, inshallah, and tries to apply them in their life, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with His rahmah, with His tawfiq, things which were at one time not constant, inshallah, will become constant, and inshallah, that constancy will become a catalyst for us, inshallah, to enter into Jannah and become close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana, anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.